Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Welcome to Fistball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fistball Association. I'm Yves Brandt Jörn, and today we have two special teams who just finished their placement matches concerning place 7 at the IFA 2021 Fistball Women's World Championship. Let's welcome the managers, so to call, from Team Belgium and Denmark. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, thank you, Jörn. How are you?
Fine, of course. We just had a win against you, so yeah, it's fine.
You're better than me.
This is episode number 37, and we just started the second season already on the IFA Fistball podcast. But congrats first to Team Denmark. You finished on 7th position, and Belgium became 8th in this tournament. Tore, maybe you would just give us your first impression how this tournament was, how this success against Belgium was. Was it a hard fight? What did you say, ladies say?
I think they are really tired. I think everybody saw that. It was not high class Fistball. I think they can do better, but we won. And our main goal was fifth place. So we are not that satisfied, but it's okay. And we have to accept that and train more. But I want to say that it's so important for every Fistball player that this event can take place, because we had, like everybody, so many problems with playing sports, so that's really nice that we got this world championship here. I think you agree.
Yeah, totally.
What's the analyze of Team Belgium concerning this tournament? Anything which is pop-upping in your mind talking about this event and the 8th position you finished?
Yeah, position-wise, I think we are where we are. I think we knew that. We have 5 new girls out of the 7. But we're very happy. In fact, we learned a lot during the tournaments. We had our first real match experience for those 5 new girls, and I don't think we should have placed 7 or anything like that. So I'm happy with the position that Denmark got. Organization-wise, it has been incredible, really amazing. Couldn't be happier.
Yesterday we celebrated the dinner together. Together we are Fistball was the headline, and how was the exchange with the other teams? Did they welcome you? Are they open-minded concerning, let's say, the younger nations? How is the interaction between the teams? Are they feeling they are the stars and you are?
I think they are feeling they are better than us, and they definitely are.
Maybe they are.
They are sportsmanship. It's like it is. But I think we are sleeping in a hotel with a lot of other teams, so there's already some connection here, and people are talking together. That's very important. Young people, they are kind of afraid in the start, and now they are talking together. Think our boys, we have an under 18 team, and they got some numbers from the girls, so they are really happy. And of course, some people say, yeah, I want to go to Chile, and can we maybe meet in Chile? And that is really a nice side effect from this event.
Before we come into deeper details of this tournament, let's step back 1 second and say, what was your first impression when we said, okay, let's run a tournament in these COVID times? Have the girls been afraid, or are they, was it a mixed feeling? You live here in a let's say kind of bubble. It's not really that strict bubble that you will be in a prison or like in a prison. It's you can have the contact to other teams, and what's the overall feeling when you think back on that?
For us, it was pure excitement. We couldn't be happier to start, to get here. We were feeling confident in the IFA's capabilities every second, basically. So we had actually zero worries. The only worry we had was, okay, if we would have had a case, then what would have happened? But anything else? No problems whatsoever.
And I totally agree. You see it, the friendship here, Stone and Bert and me, we never met before. And now we are playing Fistball, both of us, and now we, I would say, we are friends. Not in the game, but after.
Not in the game.
Tore, talking about matches, let's make some promo, because in a few hours your boys are also playing a match. This is broadcasted live on Fizzball.tv. Who is the opponent in that match?
It's Italy. It's Italy, and we already played against Italy. We took two sets, so we hope. It was close, so maybe we can. We hope that we can win this match. We just played against Chile, and our coach said, okay, the better players, you can sit down, so everybody gets some playing time, and now we are really, really going strong this game, so I think maybe we can win this game.
I think so too. And we'll be there supporting.
Yeah, of course.
And we will just, because this is a very crowded day, limit ourselves in this podcast edition. This was the final announcement. If you switch over now to Fizzball.tv, you will find that match between Denmark and Italy, and hope you will be there. And as always, we finish our episode with a quote you probably have heard. And don't forget, together we are Fizzball!
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.